Oh, that's okay. Today, the Lord wants us not to point or look at anyone else, but he wants us to look at ourselves. So in Lamentations chapter 3, verse number 40, the Word of God says, "Let us search and try our hearts and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our heart in our hands unto God in the heavens." So with that thought in mind, I'm going to speak out of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 today. So if you look with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Beginning to read with verse number 12. The Word of God says, "And the Lord appeared unto Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place." Today I want to focus your attention to verse 14, where it says, if my people, if, the biggest little word in the dictionary, he says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The title of this morning's message is, to be or not to be. To be humble, all right? To be hunting, to be hearing, and to be healing. To be or not to be. Let's lift a word together and let's make a declaration together in the house. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're so grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do on this day. Father, again, I pray, Father God, that you speak to this vessel, Father God. May the words that proceed out of this mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to the hearers in the room. Father, may you be glorified in everything that's said and done. And when all is said and accomplished, you will receive all the glory and honor. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. First thing, to be or not to be, he says to humble yourself and pray. Okay, if we humble themselves and pray. To humble means to be humbled in the Hebrew actually means to bend the knee. One of the meanings in the Hebrew language is to bend the knee and submit. Amen? So sometimes if God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble, you know, the Bible says pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall. God is saying, first of all, to us, to be or not to be, that we need to humble ourselves and pray. In other words, there's something about bending a knee. I think so many times in the body of Christ, we forgot what it's like to bend the knee and pray. Amen? So first off, let's look at James chapter 4. We're talking about to be humble. James chapter 4. Verse number 6, the Word of God says, "But he giveth more grace." How many are grateful for grace? Unmerited favor of God. He says, "He giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but he giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from thee. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. In other words, the Word of God declares a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. He said, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Amen? The Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 5, he gives us a few instructions here. In verse number 5, he says, likewise, ye younger. Now listen to me. This is younger in the faith. Amen? That people, there are people around you that may have know a little bit more about the Word of God than you do. And they're here to encourage you and to teach you and to help you. But no one can help anyone that will not submit themselves. God isn't going to force himself on anyone. And neither can that elder force himself on you. If you were humble yourselves and submit yourselves, then they can teach you and help you grow. You know, he says, likewise, you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. In other words, we're to submit to one another. And matter of fact, in Ephesians, he says, submit to one another in the fear of the Lord, out of reverence of God, that we're submitting to one another. And be clothed with humility. Why? For God resisteth the proud, and he giveth grace to the humble. He says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. You know, sometimes, in other words, before anyone can be a leader, they got to learn to be a follower. If you never learned to follow, you'll never be able to lead. And God is not mocked, whatever a man soweth, that's what he reaps. If you haven't learned to follow, when you try to lead, nobody's going to follow you either. You know, we set an example here. So he's telling us at the end of this year, as we're searching our hearts, as we're searching our lives, that first off, to be or not to be humble, I have to ask myself, am I being submissive? Am I humbling myself under the mighty hand of God? Am I submitting myself when before I pray? And I know that all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. I know I have power to speak the word of God. I know I have power to take authority over darkness and every rulers of darkness and wickedness all over the place. But if I haven't learned to submit to God, I'm going to speak those things in vain. Amen? So first he says, if my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. In other words, I'm changing direction. I'm going life down life this way. For me to when I repent, I turn directions. I change. Now I'm following him. Now I'm going in a different direction. He says so we're going to be to be hunting, to be or not to be. Secondly, I'm going to speak to you about to be hunting. So look with me in Isaiah 55. Hallelujah. Are we here? The Word of God says in Isaiah 55, verse number 6, he says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let me say this to you. When two or more are gathered together, he is here. So when we gather together, what a great time to call unto the Lord, because he is near. Amen. His presence is here. Amen. Not that his presence doesn't reside in us, but he says, when you and I come together in his name, there he is to be found. In other words, he fills the atmosphere. Amen. And he says here, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. In other words, all I have to do is with a pure heart just ask the Lord to forgive me. It's removed from me, amen, and I keep going. Amen. I keep going. In other words, he says, hey, let them seek the Lord and turn from their wicked ways. As I'm seeking Lord, you know, the adversary is right on my tail. You know, he's right on your butt. Okay. He hasn't given up on you. But God wants you to know that he hasn't given up on you either. That he has great plans for you. He says, I know the plans that I have for you for good. To give you a hope in the future and to give you and I an expected end. Amen. God never starts anything he doesn't finish. Amen. And God's going to do something here in our hearts and lives. You know, Jesus made it simple in Matthew 6:33. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. In other words, God is the God of today. God wants to do something in this house, in every heart and life today. He doesn't want you thinking about tomorrow. Because guess what happens? If you start thinking about tomorrow and the sin that you're going to commit tomorrow, the sin will outweigh what God wants to do today. God can deliver you today so that you live tomorrow a brand new way. Amen? And he is saying to you, he says, if my people who are called according to my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then I will hear from heaven. Amen? I'm not ready to go there yet. Turn me to Psalms 34. Verse number 14. Then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin. To be hearing. The psalmist writes in Psalms 34:14, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as have of a contrite spirit. He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Amen. Jeremiah 33:3 says, when you call on me, I will answer you. And I'll show you great and mighty things that you didn't know. Amen. God gives us a roadmap. Amen. I don't know about you. If you get a revelation and understanding in all that God provided for Solomon and all that God did, he had just finished building his house and God's house, and God's presence filled the atmosphere, and God gave instructions. Amen? Basic instructions before leaving earth, the Bible. All right? This is our instruction book. He says, if my people who are called according to my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven and forgive their sins. Look with me in 1 Peter chapter 3. I'm a word man. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It's God's word. It's not Carl's word. It's God's word. Amen. The Word of God says, and 1 Peter 3:12, because in case you thought that was just for the Old Testament, God wants you to show you that this is for us under grace too. Amen. Verse 12 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." I didn't say it, he did. "And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? But and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks of you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." Yet he said, if his people are called according to his name, to be or not to be, to be humble. To be humble. To be hunting. You only find what you're looking for. They have to go to a family event. Everything's right. They're not leaving because of the word. Hallelujah. You only find what you're looking for. And when you're hunting and seeking God, you have to be open and attentive to what he has to say. How many know that sometimes, you know, when we pray the Lord's Prayer, we say, "Thy will be done. Not my will, but your will." Amen? So, in other words, sometimes when the Lord calls me to do something, it's not what I want it to do. And I bargain with him, and I try to say, "Well, Lord, I thought we should do it like this." And then the Lord said, "Well, go ahead." And then when it doesn't work, then I go back to the Lord. He said, "How'd that work for you? Hello? How'd that work for you?" Because we're talking about humbling ourselves and praying. We're talking about seeking his face and turning from our wicked ways. We're talking about hearing and recognizing that I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins, that you've been forgiven. I'm forgiven because he was forsaken. Amen? Amen? So when we look at that, in other words, the devil tries to hold your past in front of you. He tries to bring up your past. Jesus removed it as far as the east is from the west, never to be remembered again. Amen? Amen? So he's talking to us. All he's saying to us today, there is not one person in this room that God has come and called to condemn anybody in this place. All God is saying to us today is check your heart. Check your heart. Examine your heart. And if there's anything there that needs to be gone, allow him to take it. Allow him to help you with it. Hello? It could be your thought life. It could be your mouth. It could be your actions. It could be some sin that you're involved with. That's between you and the Lord. Amen? I got enough to take care of the inventory in this house. I'm talking about my body, you know. Amen. I've got stuff that he's dealing with me. Just as I was preparing this mess, it was like, oh, come on. You know, every time you think you're getting somewhere, then he opens another door and says, "Look at that room." Oh, my goodness. We haven't even started working on that one yet. You know, but one thing with the Father, it's like this. Like, he goes into one room at a time. Amen? Amen? It's just like he's the master renovator. You know? Amen? So as we're looking at that, he says that we hear from heaven, "And I will heal their land." Amen? Look at me in... Wow. 1 John. He says this. He says, "If we confess our sins." You don't have to confess to me. This is to him. I'm not a priest. I'm not going to have a confession service here. Amen. When you confess, God wants to speak to your heart and your life. But he says in 1 John 1:9, he says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. So turn with me to Psalms 91. Verse number 15. We're saying to be or not to be humble, to be hunting, to be hearing, and to be healing. You know, he's Jehovah Shammah. He's our healer. Heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. The word of God says in verse 15, he shall call upon me and I will answer him and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. You may have heard this. You may have heard something from your doctor. You may have gotten some report. Amen. But God says, whose report are you going to believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. It's kind of interesting. I ain't going to go too far here, but yesterday we had family Christmas, and my brothers and my sisters and my family's getting older, and they had one of those moments when everybody was talking about what's wrong with them. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the Lord that heals you. Amen. And what God's working on, he's going to work on some souls here today. So look with me in John chapter 15. Verse number 7. The word of God says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Amen. So in closing today, what is God saying here? In closing today, what's God saying to us? 3 John verse number 2. The word of God says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health. But you can't miss the next sentence. Even as your soul prospers. As our soul prospers, our health prospers also. So in closing today, to be or not to be. God says, hey, to be or not to be. To be humble. To be hunting. To be hearing. To be healing. God is here. God is here. And he took me, if you would open your Bible to Romans chapter 10 for one moment. The first and foremost is God is looking upon the heart that is truly following him. He says in Romans 10:9 that if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, not Jesus, the Lord Jesus. That word Lord comes from the Greek word Kyrios. It means ruler, controller. So if you confess with your mouth Jesus as your controller, as the Lord of your life, and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So in closing, I believe that God is speaking to every heart of every life that is in this room. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful for your word.